What's up, my beautiful people? You are now listening to Posy Vibes, the podcast all about positivity with your host, Kalo. What's up, y'all? Tune in and let's vibe. What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back. I hope you all had an amazing week. This weekend is dedicated to plants, gardening. So let's jump right into it. Today's topic is titled, What You Planting? Happy National Gardening Day. Today is a celebration of the art and practice of gardening. This day serves as a reminder of the many benefits that gardening brings to individuals, communities, and environments. From providing fresh, healthy produce to fostering a sense of well-being and connection to nature. Gardening plays a vital role in our lives, most definitely in my life. Gardening is not just about planting and that's from having outdoor plants to having indoor plants, or tending to flowers, fruits, vegetables that are homegrown. It's a therapeutic activity that helps reduce anxiety, stress, and just everyday tension in life. The act of digging in the soil, planting seeds, and watching them grow can have a calming effect on our mind and our body. Studies have shown, as I've read and learned things over the years, that spending time in a garden can definitely lower your cortisol levels and improve mental health. By designating a day celebrating gardening is beautiful. It brings me joy. We encourage others to experience these benefits. So by recognizing National Gardening Day, we raise awareness, right, about the importance of sustainable practices that inspire others to create their own eco-friendly gardens, whether that's indoor or outdoor. One of the most significant benefits of gardening, or being a plant wifey, being a plant bae, whatever you decide, being a plant dad, whatever you decide to call yourself, is the sense of community that it fosters. Gardening can bring people together, whether it's through a community garden, a gardening club that you decide to start or go to, or simply just sharing tips and produce with your neighbors. So I'm a part of multiple like Facebook groups that just share tips and things about plants and the roots and what things to plant at what time of the year. And so it helps build community and connection with people, creating stronger and resilient communities. So as I say, this day, April 14th, is a time to celebrate gardening. It enriches our lives. It promotes mental health, well-being, fostering relationships with people in different communities. Gardening has a multitude of benefits for individuals and societies as a whole. So grab your gardening tools, get your hands dirty, and enjoy the celebration of National Gardening Day. Now, here are some things, some different seeds that you can plant in April. So who doesn't want a homegrown tomato, right? Fresh, bright red, beautiful, tasty, juicy tomatoes. Another thing you can plant are peppers, the colorful peppers, green, red, orange. I'm already thinking about the best salsa or the best pepper salad. They be bomb. Summer squash, spinach. You can't have enough of spinach. I'm not a spinach girl, but I don't hate it altogether. I do enjoy it sometimes, but you can grow spinach as well. And we can't forget strawberries, right? I went to a strawberry festival probably about a few weeks ago, and the strawberries was so delicious. They were juicy. They were bright red. I just knew that they had put some kind of wax on the top of them because they were so shiny and beautiful. And it was like, no, it's just that's the way they grew. But anyhow, celebrate this day. Go out and get you a couple of bags of different seeds and start your own garden in April. Do not forget that we are BMW. Blacknificent, mindful, and whole. Happy National Gardening Day!